It's a big victory for you guys tonight, and it was tough sledding early on. You could tell the field position was great start for you guys. You had them pinned deep in their own territory for most of that first quarter. After that first touchdown, and it kind of leveled out a little bit more, but it was good defensive effort tonight against a very high-powered Colby team.
Yeah, they were kind of exactly what we thought they were. They played tough, and they were scrappy, and they got a couple really good kids, and, I mean, hats off to them. They played hard, and I mean, we just came out on top. So.
I know coming in, the big story was facing the speed of Colby with Shippers and Stapp, and to hold them, both of them combined well under 100 yards. Stapp had to get over 100 or over plus side rushing on his last rush tonight. To hold those two in check with what they like to do on the outside is pretty darn impressive.
It is, and you know, them moving Shippers to quarterback really opened up some of their offensive stuff, and and running that zone read stuff and being able to get them to the outside was kind of something that we really hit on. We didn't want them to – we wanted to keep stringing things and being able to stretch them to the sideline and be able to, you know, keep them in and all that good stuff.
Well, offensively, you knew that it was going to be coming in. Probably you guys were going to have a heavy dose of Wyatt Hayes, and you did. He had 32 carries tonight around unofficially, but – he also had some big carries early on that opening drive from Cale Goodman. He also had some big scrambles. I don't know how many times tonight Parker Gooden had countless third down scrambles to get the first down. And that was big tonight. And really the second half, it was all about third down conversions for you guys.
It was. It's really nice when you got a quarterback that's willing to, instead of just standing in the pocket and winging it out and throwing incomplete passes, kind of step up and be able to pick up those extra yards that's needed to be able to convert those thirds downs. So.
And, you know, what a touchdown pass by Parker Gooden there to put the icing on the cake there. The first one, of course, in the fourth quarter there to Hunter Yeager right down the seam there for that touchdown. But the second one was pretty impressive. That was good defense by the Rosales kid for Colby. But just to get it over the top there and Marshall Furrow high-pointing that ball, that was a very phenomenal finish.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not very often that you get a receiver that's a great pole vaulter and a great high jumper. So we know if we throw that ball up there, he's going to battle and go up and get it. And that's exactly what he did.
Well, a big win for you guys, 35-13. And, you know, you guys have not been in a close game all year. This is close. This is a 10-point game going in the fourth quarter. You guys needed, and I think that was a good challenge for your team to finally get one of those close games where you had to play all four quarters with the same intensity.
It's always nice to have those, especially before you go into playoffs, just so those kids can kind of realize that, you know, maybe we need to do different things right and pick things up. And so having a tough game like that right before the end of districts, and you know, we got one more game, and hopefully, you know, they all start to figure out, you know, we need to do some little things correct and all that.
Well, you're going to be district champions. You'll be going to Concordia next Friday night, second straight year, but this time get to play on the turf there at Concordia, and Concordia losing a tough one tonight, 16-6 to Beloit in that rivalry game, but some things maybe to work on to get ready next week as you go up to Concordia.
You know, just doing the little things, picking up blocks here and there, getting your head on the right side, getting your hips around, sealing, scooping, and all that good stuff is kind of really where we're headed to. Kind of take a step back and really focus on the small things.
Well, congratulations on the win. It was a hard-earned win tonight against a very good Colby team, 35-12. And thanks again, Dakota, for joining me here post-game. We'll see you up in the NCK next week.
Yep, sounds good. I appreciate it, Evan.